Hey yo, welcome to the Zach and Black Wednesday pod.
New pod exclusive.
dog, we need that fucking soundboard. But yeah, welcome to the Zach and Black pod. I'm Black.
I'm Zach.
We got Tony in the back. Yeah. We're not in the studio today. So Tony's not in the back. Tony, where are you at, actually?
I'm actually in my bedroom right now.
All right. I'm coffee. In my car. Coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn, I should have brought my Frappuccino out here because I ain't even finished it. I just been on the game, and I totally forgot I bought it.
Oh,
I say so. Yeah, bro, it's dumb. But I'm just out of my car right now. Zach, you probably still in the studio, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the stew every day.
Okay, bad. In the stew every day. No, you're not. All right, all right, but let's get into some logistics real quick. Sorry that we didn't drop an episode this Sunday, but this past Friday, I went ahead and I got my vasectomy done.
Snip, snip.
Snip, team snip.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, got nothing. You on your way. You coming too.
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely on my way. Like, I already know it. I got a feeling.
Right. But, yeah, I went ahead and got my vasectomy, and I can't be driving around the world to record. So sorry about that we didn't drop the episode on Sunday. But that gives us the chance to start this Zach and Black Wednesday pod, all right? We'll be doing this. We're thinking maybe between 2 and 3 weeks, every 2 and 3 weeks. Just a rapid fire show. This show is going to have a lot less research. So I think it'll be a little bit more funny. Just because we just coming off the top. There's not going to be too much research into the topics. It's just going to be viral things that happen throughout the week or, you know, honestly, anything, man. Like, anything goes with the Wednesday pod. Yep. Definitely anything goes. If y'all can hear this, listen to this. Y'all heard that?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. What?
Yes, sir. Because I gets to smoke. All right. Oh. I gets to smoke. All right. And that is the perfect part about this.
Yeah.
But before we actually get into how we gonna run this this Wednesday pod, bear in mind we're using an app today that we have previously never used, and it seems as if that we can't make any cuts or clean up any audio or anything like that. But this also gives us the opportunity to just get better at our job, and hopefully that's what we do today.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, thank you for the listeners. Whoever is listening, Zach's people in Germany or something.
Belgium, boy.
y'all faithful, man. Y'all, I like seeing that on the map. And whoever is listening to us in Russia, because I don't know where you found us, but I fuck with it. All right, I like all of it.
I'm loving it. I'm loving the schematics.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. But yeah, let's jump straight into it, man. How do y'all want to do this today, man?
Who want to go first? I mean, Tony, you want to go first?
I mean, the only thing that I really had to say today, something that I kind of bookmarked was, it was just like the fact that, and it's random as hell. It doesn't have no backstory to it like that, but this witchcraft thing, like as far as people paying, like, and this is something I heard, like the girls are paying the witchcraft people, the dark magic people, to put spells on their exes. And
oh, you talking about like gypsy curses and stuff, bro?
Yes.
like they dropping hexes on their exes.
Yes, hexes on their exes for sure. Like,
dude, my mother-in-law is a witch. She do that shit.
Like, is she a witch or does she practice Wiccan?
She, yeah,
there's a difference, bro. There's a difference.
Well, I don't know like all the specifics and shit, but I do know that she put a picture of my father-in-law in the freezer so that he would, let's just say, move on to a different plane.
Oh my fucking god! Yeah, that's some black magic for sure.
I don't know what that is, bro.
Some crazy shit.
I don't know what that is. I wouldn't be able to be in the house with that.
No, you can't be in the house with the regular black magic, bro. It's too dark.
we said with the regular black magic. That's just what we call our. That's what we call our BMs and shit.
Wiccans.
Wicked. Nah, that's nuts though. But did you see that on I think you was talking about it earlier. You was talking about it was on Fresh and Fit.
Yeah, it was on Fresh and Fit.
I think I might have. I know Zach didn't see it because he doesn't subscribe.
Hell no.
But I think I saw the episode that you might be talking about. Is it the same episode where they were telling her that she was dumb, like she was stupid, and like she left the show?
No, but they was telling her she was stupid because her story wasn't making no sense.
Like, was it a witch story?
No.
Oh, it was just a person in there. Story.
You know how they got the lineup of girls?
Yeah.
So it's like one of the other girls just was telling this ecstatic story and like being like over exaggerated about it. Like, but and it wasn't making sense. And he was like, your story's not making sense. She was like, my story's not making sense because you're not listening. He was like, no, your story's not making sense because I am listening.
and this girl just happened to be a witch.
And she said her friends were.
Her friends are witches.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather, man. She a witch too.
You gotta be.
They couldn't afford no real witch. That's crazy.
They couldn't afford no real witch.
A real witch. Yeah, because they really should have brought one of the like Zach was saying, like one of the people who really practice Wiccan. You wanna know the crazy part though?
What?
I have an ex who is 100% like a witch and practices Wiccan.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly who I'm talking about, bro.
You know exactly coming.
Say names. Stop subtweeting.
We can't say the name, man.
Why not?
No, we're not gonna say. But she treats herself like a queen.
All right, but listen, her. I'll give you a clue. Her name is also a city in England. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. All right.
What, fucking Wales?
No, man. Just think of any. You don't have to say it. All right, like just it's okay, it's a city. Right. It's a city in England. Okay, I'm not trying to expose. I'm not. But like the witch thing is confusing to me because like you would always just think that they're evil, right? You know what I'm saying? But like, there's a such thing as like good witches, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, but I don't think they're called witches. They're called like. It's like a more positive
like fairy, bro. They're like fairy godmothers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that type of shit.
Or like in a Wizard of Oz, like even the witches, like there was the witch, Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch of the East.
Yeah, but no, one of them hoes was good though. I forgot what they called her. But it don't. But that's besides the point. Yeah. So sit. I don't know if she was a witch or wanted to be when me and her were together, but a lot of the stuff, like, it's just mad confusing because she's like, she's not an evil or like crazy person or anything like that.
Hella positive.
Super positive person, but like, it's just weird because like, you'll see like, oh, I'm about to do this ritual or I'm about to, oh, full moon tonight. So I'm about to do this and do that. Like, it still seems creepy though. Like, I don't think I'd be able to, like, hack it in my house if there was a real witch going around doing spells and stuff. Like, what if you just came in your kitchen?
Hold on. Oh, we're back. Okay. We're good.
What do you mean we're back? We're good.
I mean, I figure if it says 99% on everybody's thing, I figure we should be good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, because mine said 99 the whole time.
Yeah, mine did too.
All right, we're good.
All right, for sure. See, y'all gonna see a bit of this throughout the show, man, because we don't get this app. Like, it don't make no sense. Yeah. Like, at all. But yeah, man, that witch stuff is nuts, dude. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it. But yeah. Let me see. There's something that I saw. You guys, y'all know DDG, right?
Yeah. What happened to him?
No, it's not what happened to him. Like, you know, him and Hallie.
Hallie.
They had a baby and whatnot. And everybody, like, especially girls, they want to be so, like, hateful about him towards her. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all be tripping, like, oh, yeah, she deserves better. She shouldn't be with this dude. She makes more money than him, which she doesn't, because he's been making, like, online money, like, 4 years now.
Yeah, you know what I'm exactly.
Saying? Like he got a crazy bag that really nobody know about. But
yeah, he drops like four versions of every single he drops. He's got to make money.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, so people was tripping on him like he was broke and he was just on her coattails. But here's the thing. I think Hallie, she was nominated for some awards a little while back.
Yeah.
And she didn't end up getting any of them. So DDG goes and he gets awards made, and he has an impromptu award show where she wins every single award in their house, and it gets to the point where she starts crying because of how fucking sweet he is, dude. Like, it's crazy how bad they wanted to hate this man, but he is doing everything that I promise you all these.
Oh no,
Trevor, you might cut out. Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Oh, he's back. You okay, good?
You back?
Trev. Oh nah.
You got anything to say, Zach?
Yeah, I didn't know what Hallie he was talking about, but this is the Little Mermaid Hallie. I don't know if
Yeah. That's the same Little Mermaid Hallie.
Is DDG really making more money than her? I don't. She's in the new Color Purple.
I know he's on Forbes, right?
Yeah, but she's just
You talking about DDG? Yeah, DDG. Yeah. He's on Forbes, right?
I mean, he got to be sitting somewhere on it. Yeah, hey, but Zach, where did I cut out?
Oh, you were talking about where he did the impromptu award show or something?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so DDG had the impromptu award ceremony for Hallie, and like she won every single award, like she had the baby in her arms. She starts crying and stuff like this dude is like the sweetest guy, dude. Like I don't know if that's sweet for me to say, but he's sweet, man. Like he's a fucking like he's goals, low key. Like I should be treating my girl better.
Yeah,
I've never given her awards and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I think she's great.
Trevor, I'm gonna need you to put some respect on Little Mermaid, okay?
He doesn't feel right about you saying that DDG makes more money than her.
I'm not saying it's facts, but like she was in the Little Mermaid, she's in the new Color Purple.
But there's no way. It's because of how long he's been making money.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like all of her big ticket things are all recent. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's been making bread like internet bread for a minute.
Yeah,
like sure. I think he was on and doing the stream and stuff before T Grizzly started doing it.
Who?
T Grizzly. I don't know, nigga. I don't know these new niggas, but T whatever his name is, he be streaming and stuff on like GTA and stuff like that. He making a bag too, but DDG was doing all of that shit first.
T was a rapper first, though.
Yeah, I know that, and so was DDG.
He's saying, but this internet bag is just like ridiculously.
Yeah, I'm just saying his internet bag is crazy. So like, he's 100% making more money than Chloe. Nope, not Chloe. Sorry, Chloe's got more money. He's making more money than Hallie.
I can never remember who's who. What's Chloe from? She's
not from a movie, but that's her sister. Like, they just known to be sisters.
She was in Swarm. Well,
Chloe is the one with the cheeks.
Yeah, she was in Swarm.
She was a
Swarm. She was in Swarm getting beat down.
Yeah, she was dating Gunna.
Huh?
Remember she was dating Gunna?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only know her mostly from her movie, not movies, her, I was going to say music videos, from her music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one of her songs that she does that used to play through my house all the time, because my daughters will want to listen to it. But there was a part in there where, like, a statue would talk, and my son was terrified, dude. Anytime the statue talk, he would just run away. And my fiance would try to make him watch it. I'm like, why are you being so mean to him? Like, I just grab him and cover his eyes. I'm just like, nah, you good, man.
Why are you being so mean to him?
Yeah, for no reason.
It's nothing like good old bully mom. Man,
did y'all actually end up seeing that? Did y'all see that DDG award show thing at all?
No,
I didn't want to watch it because his videos are boring to me now. But but I saw that he did something good for her. So that's good. But he's so fucking childish. He was so fucking childish that he needed her, bro. He needed her to be able to, you know what I'm saying, make these big boy moves like this. He needed her, bro.
I mean, sometimes like dudes really do be needing that though. Like, or maybe it could just be off the strength of, like, I got a baby now, and now I have to actually set an example for someone other than, like, fans that I don't fucking see. Like this is my son. They're going to be in my face the rest of my life. So maybe let me get it together. But it's just only some of us actually have that in us to, like, make that like 180, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that whole change.
But I just thought that the clip was good because a lot of people just counted him out like immediately. Like, they were just like, yeah, this is destined to fail. Like, this is gonna be horrible. And like, he's really just like in their face now, like, y'all see what I'm doing? like I don't care if y'all love it, but my girl do, and that's all that matter.
Yeah,
I don't think she really like him, though.
What?
Dude. Just because they hang around each other all the time.
Dog, she's been the only one who has been, like, having his back the entire time when they were going through, like, people thought that they were lying about having the baby and stuff like that, and, like, she was hiding the baby and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And they was talking about stuff that DDG was, like, doing during that time, and she's always had his back, bro. Like, she loves that man. She loved him. There's no way.
There's no way.
It can't be. Like, she got his back way too much to not love him.
I got you.
Like, because other than that, why would you do it?
But yeah, she did take an L, though, bro. Like, she was about to be a megastar, and then you chose to get with DDG, who was up and coming. He wasn't there yet, so it, like, dumped her shit down. Like, bitch, how didn't you get an award for Little Mermaid? How did that not happen?
You think he influenced that?
Bro, I think he had something to do with that. He was like, they don't want to give these coons no more money.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Dog, first of all, she didn't deserve an award for Little Mermaid. All right, it's the same story. They didn't change anything.
Did she win an
award? Changed the skin color. That was the whole big thing. That deserved an award.
You don't deserve an award because you go from white to black.
Okay, maybe that's the Mike. Maybe that's it? What they were trying to do.
Mike did it.
Wait, who did it?
Mike.
Which Mike?
MJ.
Michael
going
Jackson.
From white to black.
Yeah, then he won an award.
What are you talking about?
No, black from black to white.
He said Michael Jackson, bro.
Oh, I thought he said, man, there's too many MJs, man.
Yeah, I know.
I thought of Michael Jordan. I was like, when did that happen? Are you talking about because he went to baseball? Black to white?
As soon as Michael got that nose change, he started making that big bag.
Ooh, dude, actually, my fiance was watching something the other day about Michael Jackson. Someone saying that they found Michael Jackson's bones under a section of the train track that runs through Neverland Ranch. And he's been dead since 1979 or something like that.
Oh, that's some tinfoil hat shit. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I know, ain't it? Because I'm talking to her, I was like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, that would have meant that he died, like, when he was, I believe it would have been either 19 or 20. Because I think he was born, like, Neverland. Huh?
Who's digging around in Neverland?
I don't know. And also, Neverland didn't exist in 79. It didn't even exist.
Yeah, so that's some like, clickbait.
I'm like, Tia, why are you watching this? Like, none of this makes sense. Like, that means he died right after the Pepsi commercial, which actually does make sense, though, because then stuff started getting different with Michael. But that only adds to, like, the amount of aluminum you're putting on your tinfoil hat. You know what I mean? It's just the fact that the Neverland Ranch wasn't a thing back then that you could just wipe your hands out of the situation and be like, all right, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, dude, he... Off the Wall had just dropped in 79. I don't know.
It makes no sense, dude.
No, I don't.
I like being down with the tinfoil group every now and then, but not when it doesn't make sense. Like, because I love a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Unless it's like, you know, Sandy Hook shit. That's kind of crazy. That's
just crazy in general. That's not even like conspiracy theory. That's someone legitimately just being crazy.
Yeah. You see Aaron Rodgers is might be vice president if RFK Jr. wins the presidential bid.
What happened?
Who? Hello?
Oh, yeah, who?
Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers.
Wait, what about it? Not a sports guy.
Yeah, he's going to be the vice president if RFK Jr. wins.
Wait a minute. He's never going to happen, RFK's running mate? Oh, my God. See, this is why you're not allowed to let celebrities be president, dude, because then this starts happening. Like, as much as I like Trump, we shouldn't have did it just for this. Because if I see The Rock legitimately running for president, I'm done.
You wouldn't vote for
Dude, Rock? Like seriously, man. Like, maybe no more lifetime politicians, but no more no-time politicians. Because that...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You for real.
Middle ground.
Aaron Rodgers. I wonder what his policies would be.
The same things that RFK did.
Well, what is he about? I haven't even looked up his politics because I'm legitimately only voting for Trump. I don't even care if he get locked up. Yeah, okay, he's gonna be president from the Senate.
RFK Jr. he's got to be a Democrat. That's his bloodline. But like he's like way more like out there than his uncle and his dad.
What do you mean out there?
There's a video of him saying that the Jews and Chinese created the COVID disease, so get rid of white people.
So like that get kind rid of crazy. White people. Now why would you want to go and do that?
Like. The great replacement
through COVID. Why do you always have to do the Peterson voice, man? He's not that crazy.
Because I'm... And now he is that crazy.
You're just good at the voice. So you just choose to do it as much as possible. That is so funny. Did you guys hear me cut out again, man?
No, you didn't cut out the second time.
Because it said that mine stopped recording. This is the weirdest app. Are you good? Straight up, we're not gonna say what it is.
Yeah, no.
And talk shit about it at the same time though, because we we go work with it. We gonna figure it out. Shit, but
yeah. All right, I have a hypothetical for you guys.
Okay.
So, I saw this tweet that said, "For $870 million, would you take that in sacrifice of a family member, but you don't know who it is?"
It's not enough money.
But I have a
caveat. He added a caveat. You always adding caveats to shit.
If you could choose who the family member is, but you would have to take $100 million.
Wait, so it goes from $800 million you can't choose, $100 million you can?
Yes. Yes.
I don't.
But with $100 million, everybody's gonna know. They're gonna know
that I chose to kill this person.
Yes,
man.
I would take the $800 million and let them know that it was me that chose the random person.
But what if that random person is like your mom? No,
she understand. Dead and everything. She understand. She'll be looking down like, I would have did it too.
I would. Nah, but to
keep it a buck though, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't do that because Tony, it could be your kids. That's your family. You feel me?
I know, man. It wouldn't be worth it. I don't think
there's an amount of money that I could put my kids through Russian roulette, even if it ends up getting a family member that I don't talk to. Nah. Like I couldn't even like play around like that. But $100 million, I get to pick. $100 million, I get to pick. I don't like that I have a person in mind. I don't like that I have a person in mind because I think that I'm a better person than that. But I 100% have a person in mind, and I'll take that $100 million. And I don't care. Everybody can know that I did it too. Hell no. I'm going to kill my brother. I hate him, but I don't want him dead. I don't want him dead, though. I love that nigga, man. I just be playing around with him. But nah, I got somebody on the list. I'm not gonna tell y'all. But my family would probably know who it is.
No, they're gonna know because
I'm just saying like they would know before it even happened. This is like somebody that they cut off years before I cut him off. And I was the only one trying to still save him until he did some crazy shit, and now I want that $100 million.
And now I want that $100 million. Well, you got to throw the party, the annual party.
The $100 million party. But I'll say, y'all know who's throwing this. Y'all know who got that bread, and y'all know who's gone. Y'all know who's gone, y'all too, but y'all not complaining. Y'all still eating.
That's so crazy.
$100 million fucking barbecue is crazy.
No, it's not that crazy if everyone got paid off.
Right, if everybody got a cut, ain't nobody saying
that.
We
all cut them off years ago. They'll probably be mad I didn't do it, because then if they get that choice, they gonna pick me. Because that nigga should have took it the first time. I ain't got time for that. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Where did you get that?
Yeah.
Like, did you see something that, like, they was making choices like that?
No, it's just Twitter. I got a hypothetical
for y'all, dude.
All right, let me hear it.
All right. So, Russian roulette. okay. four people. No, five people.
Okay.
You get to pick your spot.
Okay.
It's a six okay. shooter, all right? But there is five people, so it's the maximum amount that you can have, like, before the final bullet is shot. Like, you could say six, so it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
But if you have it like that,
five makes it so yeah, we all yeah, can kinda, walk sorta. Away.
But I'm saying actually it should actually be with six. So yeah, if there was six people, you get to pick your spot. And let me see. Let's say let's go with the 800 million figure that you're talking about. Would you do it? Would you pick a spot?
Oh, and pick a spot. What do you mean? Pick
a spot? 800
first
million.
Person to shoot, second person to shoot, third person to shoot. Would you pick a spot for that much money? Because there's always a chance. There's always a chance Dude. That your spot that you pick is where that bullet's gonna be. But also, you could pick a spot, and the first shot Jeez. Is the bullet. Do you think you could yeah. play a game of Russian roulette?
I'm gonna go with last, just in
yeah.
case.
But then if the bullet, what if you go through five and they're all clicks?
I got time to think. I got time to think.
Yeah, but they're all clicks. They're all yeah. clicks though. Well, you know well, the last one's for you.
Well, I've already made so my
you
piece.
You already made your you know? Piece.
I've already oh, made
man,
my
that's
piece.
Hard because I don't even think I will hop in, man. I love myself too much. I don't really like money as much as people do. Like I have it, but I don't. What I wouldn't trade my life for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony, you not picking no spot at all, or what? You gonna try to get some of that paper?
I mean, see, I'm different though. Like, it's the thrill. So I'll take it because not only will I, if I have to put the gun to my head, I just angle that bitch down a little bit and just blow out part of my brain.
You got to put it in your mouth, man.
Yeah, oh, put it in my okay. Then survive. I'll survive.
I'll just blow it back in my neck.
I got $800 million.
I'm about to get it all fixed. Oh, see, all right, you playing 4D chess right now. That's funny. Hey, he was like, as soon as I shoot, the money hit my account. Y'all better send me to the spittle.
Yeah. The spittle ASAP. Don't let me sit there at the table leaking. Immediately take me to the spittle.
That's nuts. Hey, that's enough money to save your life, though.
It definitely is. Hopefully, it don't take it all.
800 million? It shouldn't. No way. 800 million? Like, and I don't know. Like, I got insurance too,
to save
so
your life.
I just got
to
get through my deductible. So once I'm through that little couple thousand, the rest of that, we good. So I'm still leaving with like 799,000,099, like all of that shit.
99,999.
$8,000.
Right.
Hell no. This nigga, Tony said, it's about the thrill. I think you do it for free.
No.
Oh my goodness! I would not do that shit.
So
for
then,
free.
Why would you?
I would
say
have
thrill,
to get paid
bro.
Because it's like. But when I say thrill, I mean it's the thrill with the safety net of knowing that you'll have the money to fix yourself up. So, but if you wasn't getting that much money, then of course not. Because like, bitch, would you just gonna be dead? Like you just gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like you just gonna bleed out?
He said, "You just gonna be dead." No,
right.
You gonna be dead?
Mm-mm.
Just dead?
Oh damn! Mm. Speaking of dead, I was laughing hard as hell. Y'all remember that clip I dropped in the? I don't even think I dropped a clip, but y'all remember me dropping them talking about the Saucy Santana, Gilbert Arenas.
Talking about Saucy Santana.
Wait, say that again. You're breaking not getting up.
Smacked. I was saying Saucy Santana was talking about Gilbert. No, Gilbert Arenas was talking about Saucy Santana.
Oh, yeah.
So they're... All right, so if you know Saucy...
That's the most random beef.
Bro, it's not even beef. It's not even beef. They really being just dumb back and forth. Because what happened was... Yeah. If y'all know Saucy Santana, like, gay rapper, which is fine, I don't care, but he be, like, twerking and stuff, like, all the time. So, I guess Gilbert Arenas and I think that was Swaggy P with him, too. They had seen a video of Saucy Santana twerking. And then this fool gonna say some, look, y'all. he was like, I don't know, man. If I put Saucy Santana, like, next to Megan Thee Stallion, he was like, I don't know who twerked better, man. And they was just like, bro, what? They was like, what, bro? What is wrong? He was like, hey, man. A good show is a good show. bro, he was just like, he said that Saucy was moving like water, bro. He used way too much descriptive language for a guy twerk video. Way too much, bro. Like, he is...
You're not even supposed to speak on that. See,
The funny part is, Saucy has said something back, just like, I've been liking you since I was a kid. Gilbert Arenas, my baby daddy. And then he dropped a video talking about some, see, this is how niggas be thinking. Like, y'all be acting like they don't think about it, but they be thinking like, all right, what if I just put a bag over his head and he don't tell nobody? Like, would I do it? Like, this is what dudes be thinking. It's like, nah, not every dude is. Not every dude is DL, bro.
He's not wrong.
But not every dude is.
He's not wrong.
Especially not wrong.
Nah. What do you mean? He's not wrong. Especially, like, celebrities. Dude,
but he's
real,
saying it basically
real.
Like every nigga is DL, bro. Do you like dudes? Do you like dude butt?
Not every dude, but, like...
He said, do you like dudes, Zach?
I said, do you like dude butt? Exactly.
No, I don't like dude butt. But especially in, the celebrity space... That's definitely fucking Dwight Howard.
Yeah, but that's not everybody though. Even celebrities, man. Not everybody.
It's a lot. I said a lot. He said everybody.
I guess. I still wouldn't agree. I wouldn't agree with the sentiment, man. That's wild. that's a wild thing to agree with. But I mean, we got evidence of it. We do have evidence of it, but still, man, like, damn. Dog, some nuts fucking content. Like, they be having a lot of crazy content on that show too. I never imagined that Gilbert Arenas would have had a podcast that had a following like that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, his shit is crazy. He's dude.
Definitely doing a lot more. Like you go
every
from
week
being
he says some wild shit.
Arguably, like, during the time, one of the best point guards to bringing the pistol in the locker room to complaining about a lot of stuff to having a podcast that people actually really do like.
Dude, can you imagine if Jordan was on that team with him?
Oh, back in the day?
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah,
because they were both on the Wizards. What if he was like...
Hey, man.
That would have been hilarious.
It
would have
been
a crazy team,
though,
that
man.
That would have been hilarious.
Hey, man. But during the game, man, it would have been different, all right? He would have been feeding Agent Zero.
Yeah, yeah.
Like definitely. You can't not have Agent Zero on your team and not feed him on the wing. There's no way. And he was going to come straight through the cup on you.
Yeah. Whoa.
What is this? What is this you put in the chat? Princess Kate in Photoshop picture, and people think the crown is hiding her. What was that that you was talking about? Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they put out the crown put out a picture on their Instagram, and it was the kids and her, and it was clearly like her head was photoshopped under another
woman. Body.
Oh, yeah. like she wasn't there. And they was just like, let's fix that.
Yeah, they just put her head on there. Yeah, so like people are thinking that she's dead or like she's sick or something, like she got plastic surgery or something. But you know, the crown is really good at getting rid of princesses. Oh,
definitely, man.
You know what I mean? So I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah, R.I.P. I wouldn't put it past Princess Diana. Straight up. Yeah, they is crazy over there.
Bro, how did she have the most normalist? She had the most normal death ever for her to be a princess.
What?
Wait, what? A car accident is not normal.
Didn't she drive into the tunnel?
Yeah, but what happened with Princess Diana was it looked as if just a whole bunch of paparazzi had been taking just a whole bunch of pictures and stuff like that, and they're trying to say like the flashes from the pictures and stuff had threw off her driver. But what was going on was she was getting divorced, or she never married. Who was it? Philip, I believe. Oh, that's
right. They were already divorced.
Dodi Fayette,
dude, I think. He's from another country.
So she was about to, you know, shack up with a Dodi, and they didn't want that to go through.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the crown wants something done, it get done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's pretty much what happened with that. So I mean, I wouldn't say that's a normal death. I wouldn't think that's under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it was. Yeah. Yes,
high stakes.
Very, very much high stakes. About to say, and also speaking of UK, Tony, you dropped the thing in the chat too. The racism in UK.
Yeah. Let me see.
I say because I don't know if you watched the video or not on that.
I did. I forget. Oh yeah. Here you go. I did watch it. They made him kiss his boot.
Yeah, bro.
They made him.
Yeah, made him kiss that dirty ass Wellington that he had on. Kiss my wellies. Kiss my boot. But bro, like. The crazy part about this, like, because it says racism in the UK is getting worse every day. Like, isn't that, like, we're the best racist? like they were good at it first. They were good at it first,
the
right?
The best racist? The UK?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably where originated. Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably where they got it from. So I mean, that's as far as I'm concerned, that's old hat. That's almost not even news, man. But I'll say, but it is wild. Like it's just the fact that we can record stuff now. That we're just seeing how like haphazardly some of this shit is going on. And also, like, I looked at that dude in that video, them dirty ass boots, that pink hoodie that he had on. I don't know why my mans ain't just smacking. Like it don't make no sense.
Wait. Well, yeah, he wanted to make it extra brutal. If I just smack you and get out of my way,
I said he the African kid needed to smack. Yeah, needed to smack my man's who made him kiss the boot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
I thought he was about to fight, but he didn't. He just puckered up his lips. And
see, this is why you always got to travel with, like, a homie or two. Like, for real. Because, like, out there in your school uniform and shit, you by yourself. Like, and I don't know how many people was there. Only ones you could see is there was my man's with the boot. Obviously, the other guy who was recording it, so you know he about it. And then there might have been one more person. But I think I'll get, jumped on.
To the left, yeah.
You feel me?
Because you're not going to let them do that.
There's no way. I'm not kissing shit. There's no fucking way, bro. Yeah. But also, I mean, like, racist type shit doesn't even bother me. I just laugh at niggas, like, straight up. Like, and I would just laughed and kept walking. Because it'll be crazy when you try to punch me from the back and I just grab your arm and now you over my shoulder and on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Damn. You flipping
Why
niggas?
Why would you not? Why would you not? That's the go-to. Like, I'm not a big person. I got to use your weight against me. I say, because even that kid who was there, he looked like he was a little bit bigger than me. I'm only all of like 5'8". So I would have had to take that arm and just slugged him right around my back and dropped him on the ground. Yeah, give him a nice boot stomp, curb stomp his ass. Something like that, but I ain't kissing.
That'll make the cameraman back up, and that'll make the other person back up too.
I have an interesting statistic to share with you guys. So, according to, I think the website is called Statsia. Yeah, but so in 2011 to 2012, the number of police reported racial hate crimes in England and Wales was 35,000. And in 2022, that number skyrocketed to 101,000 per year. So, yeah. That, I don't know what the correlation to that is, but
what is the stat that you're giving me? I heard the numbers. What is that stat for?
The number of police recorded racial hate crimes in England.
Could it also be that now everyone's calling everything a hate crime?
Or now we're just more aware of what is a hate crime?
Or we got soft? We're soft now.
I think we just know that this is, all right, plain in sight. This is racism. Like, come on, cut it out. Like, I don't know.
But what if they're just doing the crime?
What?
What if they're just doing crimes and then they're just like, oh, it's because I'm this, and then now it's a hate crime?
They're not marking down fucking bank robberies. They're marking down like assault and like, you know,
harassment. What is harassment?
I'm serious though.
What is harassment though? Because people be saying all type of shit is harassment.
Like, get out of town. Like,
I mean, that's harassment. What are you doing? I understand that. But like, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, he just said it.
I'm just saying, some people be like, you're saying things that I don't agree with, and that's harassment. You know what I'm saying?
No, this isn't like just, oh, the bloke from down the street called me an N-word. You know what I mean? This is like harassment and like assault and like, you know, killings and.
And it's happening all over the UK.
This is results.
I don't know how much hate crimes y'all gonna be doing over there. Y'all ain't even got no pistols, man. That's crazy. They over there hate criming.
Oh my god.
They over there perpetuating hate crimes and fucking with swords and shields, nigga. Like,
with swords and shields.
Yeah, man, they be having to getting stabbed up over there, man, because they ain't got no guns like that. Like, if you got a gun over there, like, you Tony Montana, low key, because a nigga gotta get to you with that fucking knife he got. They have a real shivving problem over there.
Oh wow!
Have a shivving problem than a gun problem. I would rather have a shivving problem than an assault.
Are you sure? You know how bad it sucks to be stabbed.
That shit gotta hurt. Is dying from a stab wound?
Listen though, but like if like a dude came into school with a knife, you're like, okay,
yeah, you only got a few swipes with that. Lucky. You know what I mean? And then we gonna dog you out.
Yeah, like, I'm not afraid of that. Dude. I can outrun you for all I know. You can't do a massacre with
one switchblade. So I get it. I totally get that. But I'm saying if my mans do get you though. Cause mostly when you get shot, if it's not in the vital spot, most people who say they've been shot, they just say like it burned. I'd rather have a burn than like somebody done stuck and twisted a knife in me.
I guess if we're talking
pain, not the lethal. Yeah. Not the lethal. What is lethality a word? Yeah, I don't know.
Lethality?
Bro. Yeah, not the lethalness. Probably. Just the pain. If you end up surviving, it'll be a lot more crazier.
Yeah.
Hey, man, my recording keep changing the time. What do yours got?
I got 42 that's minutes. Wild. We're good.
Mine's
29. Well, yeah, the first clip cut off at like 9 minutes, so we're gonna have to merge.
Oh, okay. I'll say that first one that cut off, we might not even have to put that on because it'll have the intro twice, right? Yeah. So don't even worry about that first cut. Yeah. First cut's all good. All right.
Y'all got anything else?
Oh shit, man! Somebody about to get a heart, y'all. Somebody about to get a heart.
A what?
Who about to get a heart?
I don't know if y'all can hear it, but there's only one helicopter that looked like that in all of Ann Arbor and Ipsy. A helicopter just went over the crib. That yellow and blue John.
Godspeed.
Yeah, man. They,
Godspeed to that man.
Because I really just think they use that one for like organ transplant and stuff like that. I never see that helicopter for anything else. That is so fucking crazy. Yep.
Oh, that blue and yellow one?
Yeah, so that's probably what it's for. I'll say, yeah, man, we'll probably get this this Wednesday pod together a little bit better in the next couple of weeks.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I like the freeform content.
I'll say, it's never bad just having little stuff that we don't particularly research on, just so we can have real actual conversation about stuff, because Tony be saying some crazy shit, bro.
Bro, I look for the juicy
man
shit.
You are the juicy shit. Pause, nigga. I said it before you got the AO out, so it's already negated, my nigga. I am not Gilbert, all right? I am not Gilbert. I've never been Gilbert. I have never been. Yeah. That all is right. So funny. This is crazy. That's good how we only got like one phone call throughout this thing.
Yeah. Put that shit on Do Not Disturb. Fuck that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See, that's what she's calling for. Man, my son.
What?
See, this is crazy. My son had to go to the doctor, so I don't think that T is doing her midday today. Well, not her midday. I don't think she's doing her second part of her bus driving route and stuff. Man, having kids is crazy. You know, matter of fact, let's talk about our kids for a minute, bro.
All right. I'm down.
All right. Jesus. Yep. Never mind. I'm still recording. All right. I know we don't really get too much about our families and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a great time to talk about it since I brought my kid up real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get y'all back. I need to get y'all bike on speaker so I can hear y'all.
But yeah. You know what?
Whatever. I got y'all. I'm right here.
My kids are a handful.
How many do you got again?
So I have 3 kids in total. One is 6, one is about to be 5, and one is 3.
And then let me see, and Zach, you got 1 daughter.
Yeah, 1 daughter, 16 months.
Dog, she is 16 fast, months? Bro.
Yeah, dude, she's a specimen.
Dog, like anytime the door of the studio opens, she's right there, like already, like yeah. Coming from the living room. But she like, I don't know how she's that fast. It's like she runs in there.
For real, dude. She's a 3T right now.
Dang, man.
Not even 2 years old.
That's wild. About to say my youngest, Travis, he in let me see, because he about to be 8 months. He's wearing like, what is it after like 18 months? Like he wearing like 24 month clothes.
Yeah, 24. 24.
Yeah, bro. 24 months. He's huge. He's huge. But yeah, there's him. I got my other son. He's taller than my youngest daughter already. The doctor said that he was going to be like 6 feet.
Trevor makes some athletes, man.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how. they all getting my dad's like size and stuff.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Like,
but your dad is big, bro.
Yeah, bro. He's huge, man. My dad looked like Uncle Phil.
He does.
He does. My dad looked like Uncle Phil.
He cooked so good too.
Yeah, bro. We've been trying to make him start a restaurant for the longest, man. But he don't listen to nobody. Because him and Tia could open up a restaurant, dog.
Tia cooks good. I like Tia's cooking. I can tell she's still learning a few things. So
she just trying to get the recipes together. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. But you know how to cook big. That's good.
Right, exactly. Because anytime you come over, like, it'd be like the big pan of macaroni, big pan of like greens,
big pan all of, type chicken. Of chicken.
Yeah, y'all be over here for the chicken all the time. Oh my God. Need to invite Zach.
Yeah, I need some of this cooking, man.
Yeah, man. Next time we have like a big like Sunday dinner or something, like before we record, I'll say you and your family.
Yeah.
All right. Can like come through and then we'll just head back that way since you only live like a few minutes from me anyway.
Yeah.
But dang. See, now they know my girl know how to cook. Now the viewers gonna want to come through.
Buy a plate. Yeah. $20 plates.
Them plates is worth 20 too. I ain't even gonna hold you. It will be filled.
Like the whole circle plate will be filled to the brim.
Circle plate, man. We got takeout plates, man. Oh, squares, baby. Squares with compartments, man. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. But yeah, man, I think we done got through this Wednesday pod real quick. Like I said, we gonna curate it a bit so it's a bit more like internet content and stuff like that. But yeah, I think this is something that we should do every Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll definitely try.
Yeah, definitely. So, Zach, you want to hit him with an outro real quick?
Yeah. All right. Y'all know where to get your podcasts, you know, Pandora, iHeart, Spotify, you know,
Deezer.
You know, as always, subscribe, like, follow, whatever you got to do. Download the shit out of every episode on everything. That's
share it on your socials, y'all. We need some more exposure. Share it on your socials.
Share it with your mama. Share it with your sister. Anybody.
Your baby mama, her sister.
Her sister.
He said her sister.
Her sister. All right, but yeah, we're going to get out of y'all hair. Deuces.
Deuces.
Peace.